I mean, I feel blessed. I said all the ideas that we have are making sense and people are understanding them and accepting them and buying into them. But over and above that, like, I'm really, like, exhausted.
So understandably, DJ Zinhle is feeling tired right now, yet she still keeps going. And the question is, how does she do all of these amazing things? From the creative field to the business field, how does she execute all these incredible projects?
More than anything, it's very important to understand that I'm not alone in this journey. Like, I have a very strong team behind me that thinks about where we are, what we need to be doing next, and how we can evolve. I always try and choose things that I personally enjoy to embark on. So if I find something interesting and I enjoy it, I try and see if there's anything that I can do business-wise. You know, I don't just do things for the sake of doing them, because for it to be easier for me to execute when it's launched or when it's out there, it needs to be something that is authentic to me or to my lifestyle or that I enjoy. So we always try and choose things that I have a personal interest in or things that just make sense to my brand. I think my biggest indulgence was just family, I won't lie. Like, my sister and her kids moved into my house when it was announced that there'd be lockdown. Glammy, who's Kyra's grandmother, also moved into the house. My dad was such a family-orientated guy. He loved having us in one space all the time. So now we had all these days to just be in the house, stuck together. And we even had a little lounge in my house that we were always sitting at. And it just reminded me of my dad, because my dad used to do that all the time. He'd choose a spot in the house, and that's where we'd spend the whole of winter. And I don't think I could have spent that much time with my sister and her kids and everyone else if it wasn't for lockdown. So that was, for me, the greatest indulgence. And because we were together at home and doing nothing, we threw so many parties, like, as a family.
So DJ Zinhle has taken time out during the lockdown to spend time with family. And with this time, she's decided to start something very exciting called the Pajama Party.
So the pajama party was an idea that we needed to connect with the crowd. I mean, everyone was at home in pajamas for lockdown, so it just made sense for us to do a party that people could join in without too much effort. Like, you are at home anyway, pour yourself a drink and then join the party. And it started as something that we did online, but eventually we got approached by MTV, and then it ended up being on MTV, which was a great achievement for me, especially because it then gave female DJs another platform. And that's what I've always been trying to do, just find platforms for female leaders to just be seen.
Mike V, East Coast Radio.